KO4WWZ, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Chandler.
That was fast. Well, I've just been wondering. I hadn't gotten to talk to you in a while. Is everything okay?
Everything's okay. I've just been really busy with some club projects. We've been doing some planning for doing some packet stuff on Winlink with the club and all. And I've been kind of busy helping some of the club members get the radios configured. And that's turned into, a couple weeks' job.
Understand. Well, I'm sorry. I've been trying to call you and everything for a couple of weeks. Not like back-to-back day-to-day. Every once in a while. I thought I'd let you know I'm started studying for my general.
Deal. Good deal. So, let's back up for a minute. So, where are you working?
Working for a company called Wright, WRIGHT, Whiskey Romeo India Golf Hotel Tango, and we do traffic control.
Good deal. So, what are you doing for them?
Most of the time, my position, what I'm called, I'm a traffic control flagger. I'm one of those guys that you see holding the stop sign on the side of the road, the stop slow sign. But there'll be other times where we're not flagging, where we're putting out an arrow board, and then we just do a lane shift sign, and we just make sure all the cars just shift in that lane correctly. We watch out for, like, the power companies and the bucket trucks. If their arms are extending out in the road, we just rub our hand over our helmets, and we let them know that we have, like, a semi-truck coming, stuff like that.
I see. So you've been out in this heat with the signs?
Been baking like a pork chop, too.
I see. So they don't let you have your 2 meter rig out there, do they?
Well, they don't seem to have anything against it. I'm planning on, and hopefully in the near future, to try and get a lazy ST65 on, like you had mentioned to me, and then also the ST400M, so I could cross them the piece off of that when I'm out in the field.
I see. So, they don't let you, you take your handies out there and try to, hit the repeater during the day, or they got an issue with that?
The Motorola that Mandel gave me, I had it out last week when those storms came through. I just monitored the Skyhorn yet, and they were completely fine with it.
Okay. Well, how long you been there with them?
This is my second full week. I started 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and they had me in orientation all day. I wasn't out in the field yet. But this is my second full week, and I believe Monday of last week I started making $14 an hour.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's nice to have a little bit of cha-ching in that pocket, ain't it?
And you know what I'm going to try and spend some of it on, right?
No, I don't. Why don't you tell me?
Ham radio equipment.
But I hear you. Well, that's a good thing to spend it on. I knew you was going to say that, but I just wanted to hear it.
Hey, look. It wasn't yesterday I was talking to, I think, W4DJW, KN4CHY. And a bunch of other hams. And Dave is the one who actually motivated me to start studying for my general. I'm thinking he's wanting me to get up on the HF stands, which I don't blame him. I want to do that too. But yeah. Oh man, I lost my track of thought.
Yeah, HF bands, it's, you know, where it's at. I mean, you can get up there and you can QSO all day long.
Well, I do have a question, and it revolves around, I would like to come hang out with you at the deer camp again sometime soon. Can we possibly do that sometime when you have time and it's not so busy for you?
We'll figure something out. I have to look and see what I got going on with the schedule this week or next week. But you do know it's hot up there, right?
Your camp, there's no doubt about that. I mean, there's no AC and all that. Well, I'm going to have to cut it short because I'm at a friend's house that does CD radio and they're expecting me to come hang out with them. I just wanted to try and call you real quick and talk with you. You still checking in the net Tuesday night?
And every night.
Well, I hate to cut it short, but I don't want to be disrespectful and not spend some time with these people. So, but you jumped off here, and I hate to talk to you again soon.
KO4NUE, I'm clear.
It's a pleasure. KO4WWZ, I'm clear.
We're HJX, mobile. KO4NUE, what's going on, bud?
Just glad to be back in the air conditioning.
What would make you get out of the air conditioning?
Toolboxes from truck to truck and stacking them and rearranging trucks out here at the YRC freight yard, and it's hot.
Okay. Stocking the truck, in other words.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the right time of day to be doing all that heavy stuff.
Had to get it done. In the toolboxes, they won't let us keep them sit there too long.
Let them sit there too long. Them things probably disappear in a heartbeat.
Probably more getting damaged than anything.
I get a little crazy with forklifts. That you started chuckling about that tells me that you've acted up on a forklift too. Is that right?
No comment. I'll take the fifth. Terminate myself on that one.
And you did. You just don't know it. So today, let's see. Yeah, I got the tail lights replaced on my trailer. And went up to the tire place, got two tires put on it. I've been trying to get all four of them replaced, you know, a tire at a time, but I just went ahead and bit the bullet and got the back axles done. So, just glad to have taillights on it. I've been kind of ducking and diving on the back roads for about 6 months now, but finally got it straightened out.
Even notice brake lights or turn signals anymore.
I don't use the thing, that much. I know that's there's no excuse. But I just I don't know, I just haven't had time. But finally, got it straightened out. It just makes it kind of get discouraged with it because you put tail lights on it and my dad can be a little rough on things. I don't know how many pigtails I put on the trailer because he gets it with the lawnmower, and I just finally I just given up. So I got to make a long trip with it tomorrow, so I figured I better get it fixed. Picking this up, Chris's, and get the Bobcat and get it back down here. I have some work I need to do down here with it, and I'm just not looking forward to that.
Early and go do that while it's still cool.
We'll get up early, and then we usually have coffee in the mornings, so I'll swing by there and have some coffee, and then he's got the things he needs to do, so I'll go load and dog everything down while he's doing his thing, and try to get on back before that asphalt gets too hot.
Tom in. KI4DTY, hey guys, Will Chad, don't forget your keys.
Chris, put another mark on that door.
Sorry about that. I had that step across room for a minute. Keys, yeah. It doesn't matter at this point. He's got so many tick marks on the back of that door. I'm not sure all of them's accurate. But, you know, it makes him feel better. So he can just ride away. Packed up in the bag. Just so I don't do that, Daniel. I went up there one time and had borrowed the keys from Chris and took them home and then just left both sets of keys here and just, you know, couldn't even get in. I had to turn around and go back home. So you do that once or twice, you get things figured out.
I made so many copies of my house keys, I was bound and determined I wasn't going to get locked out of this house again.
With the way fuel prices are, it's literally about a $60 mistake if I forget my keys.
I was going to say, that's the costly part, is the fuel you got to burn to fix that mistake.
And Patrick, I went to the fuel pump yesterday, I got 18 gallons. Almost 19 gallons, and it was a $100 bill. For the Dodge.
Put it in mine, I'm getting ready to stop.
What in yours?
Some of that liquid gold.
I don't see how you're doing it, bud. That's gotta be tough.
I have to totally agree. I stopped today. I had just a little over half a tank, and it still cost me $65 to fill up.
Close to half a tank, and I'm getting ready to drop almost another $200 right here.
Can you pour some vegetable oil in that thing or something? I mean, peanut oil would be cheaper.
Yeah, go to Costco and get you a bunch of peanut oil.
Dude, that's three times a week.
Maybe it's time to look into some biofuel or something. I don't know. I mean, that's just, my gosh, man, it's just, ooh-wee. Are you scaling back on Fridays?
I'm not running the truck at all on Fridays.
Okay. KO4NUE, you got the kitchen done?
I finished that up yesterday.
Happy
at this point because she's still got to put everything back in there.
Well, that's all you like. And I'm sorry, Daniel. Go ahead and take it, bud.
No, you're good. I just wanted to chime in real quick and say hi. I put in this antenna switcher and wanted to try it out real quick.
What are you switching between?
So I had the 2 meter coming in, and I wanted to split it so I could put it either to the 991 or to the little FT2980.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know which one you're on, but you are full quieting. I mean, just quiet as can be.
Yeah, this is the little mobile, the 2980. I just wanted to try it out because I wasn't sure how that cable, the signal, I checked it with my own meter and it was fine, but I just wanted to make sure everything was good.
It's sounding good on this end. I'm out here pumping diesel fuel now.
So you're leaving to go get that Bobcat tomorrow then, right, Chad?
Chad, I'll probably head out in the morning and get it loaded up and try to get it back to the house. It's just not a fun trip. I used to enjoy hauling, heavy stuff and things like that, but I don't know, man. I'm getting old or something. It's just, my mind, I just can't process things as quick as I used to, so I just have to slow things down a little bit.
I used to haul stuff, and I used to enjoy it, for the most part, to get what you mean, especially with the way people are driving nowadays. It's insane. You got to think for everyone else on the road, too.
For sure. You can't look up for a second.
People don't realize how, you get something long and heavy or both. They just don't realize how, difficult it is to stop. Especially, I'm more refrained from, stereotyping a certain group, but my wife's the world's worst at it, if you know what I mean.
Yep, I totally understand what you mean, but yeah, they don't seem to understand how long it's going to take you to stop your vehicle just because they see a bunny rabbit cross the road doesn't mean you need to stop for that when you got somebody hauling something behind you.
Yeah, roger that. Well, what's going on with you, Daniel? You've been busy, things busy or slacking off or what?
I'm playing catch up right now, just trying to help my parents and stuff. It kind of put me behind on some things, so I'm playing catch up for that. But other than that, it's going good. Decided to take a few minutes, about an hour off today, just to work on the antenna stuff. I haven't really turned any of my radios on, so I wanted to try out the switcher. And by the way, I text you, but I don't need your help now. I got it all figured out.
You got it straight. I'm sorry, man. I didn't see it.
I know that you don't read text messages.
You're right. I'm bad about it. There, I just leave my phone down. What happens, I leave the phone down, and then I read it. Well, I'll be in the middle of something, and I say, okay, well, I need to call him back, and then I just kind of get distracted and never do it, my bad.
It's all good. I just try to laugh about it now, because I called you about three or four times now, and then I text you, and I just was like, oh, well, I know you were busy, so it wasn't a big deal. It all worked out.
Let me go get my phone.
I've called you a few times over the course of a week and a half here.
Okay, I'm still here.
End up taking
$142.
Dude, sorry. Hopefully you made enough sales to cover it.
I did. I'm feeling it, but it's not killing me yet.
Chad, you still there?
I'm here. It took me a minute to find my phone. So 49 minutes ago, I was out in the garden bed. I'm sorry. I had my phone on silent too, so my bad.
I actually called Gary or text him and asked him if he could help me with it, and we got it all figured out, but it's all good.
Well, got it straightened out. But well, listen, I'm gonna duck on out of here. And it's nice talking to both y'all. Either one of y'all going to the field day?
It is to come down. I'm not sure if I'm gonna come Saturday or Sunday yet.
But I have a wedding on Saturday.
KO4NUE. I'm gonna swing by and check things out and see. Just, you know, visit with people and all. But I'll see you there. I'll see you there. But listen, I'm on. I need to duck on out. So let me get on and y'all fellas be safe. Patrick, you be careful out there, bud. And I'll talk to you later. Daniel, you too. If y'all need anything, I would say text me, but you know. I'm on the radio. I guess you can do it that way. That'd probably get a faster response.
Probably so. Well, have a good one, Chad. It was good to talk to you. How about turning that phone on and off of silence so we can get a hold of you? But were you still going to call me this week? You said you had something to talk to me about.
I do. I just haven't figured out how I'm going to word it yet. And when I talk with you about it, you'll know what I mean. But I need to talk with Patrick, too. Just a difficult topic. But I'll give you a holler here in a few minutes. You home?
Yeah, you can call me here.
All right. Patrick, I'll give you a holler, too, here in a little bit. KO4NUE 73. I'll see y'all in a little bit.
73, sir. Have a good one.
73, Chad. KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, I gotta jump on the call real quick. Hang on.
KO4HKX monitoring.
Okay.
Same.
Back in the truck. I actually had the radio on a different frequency because I was listening to something else and. My volume button or knob, when I turn it down all the way, it doesn't decrease. It goes down, but it still is in the background. I'm not sure what's going on there. But so I either have to turn it off or just change frequencies. So I did that a little bit ago and just turned it back. How you doing?
Been out in the heat. Moving toolboxes around from truck to truck and stacking them and now I'm on my way home, though.
I'm glad you're done and on your way home. Tomorrow's not your Michelin day, is it?
No, sir. Tomorrow is not. But I'm probably going to have to end up driving down to Augusta, Georgia.
Okay, well, for work or other?
Son's wanting to go look at a car they got down there somewhere just north of Atlanta. So probably ride down there with him.
Isn't it funny that with the internet, you know, we can find cars very far away, but nothing close up?
That's what I told him. I said, can't you find something at least, you know, 2 hours closer?
Vehicles I bought for my wife, one of them came from Virginia, and one came from North Carolina. But I had a specific vehicle in mind with certain parameters on the mileage, and my circle of looking just kept going further and further out.
Exactly what you mean. I don't know, I've been all over the Eastern Seaboard hunting vehicles and picking up vehicles. I've been to Delaware, Michigan, the upper part of Michigan in the UP, been into Canada, Kentucky, I mean, New York, Buffalo, I mean, all over. KO4HKX.
Again, N4ZLK. I was changing gears there. When I was looking for my F-250, I was going as far as California. Of course, their prices were a lot more, but I was just looking. I wasn't going to go out that far unless I found a really good deal. And when I finally found one that I wanted or met my specifications, it was 20 minutes from my house. Go ahead, Ken. N4ZLK.
To me personally, I've always bought one
right in the town I was living in, not more than 20 miles away. I know my brother and sister-in-law, he bought his truck out of Greensboro, and they delivered, and then she brought a Jeep out of Atlanta, and they delivered.
And don't forget about Ken, he's in here too. But I'm going to jump out, I'm at my next pickup, and my next and last one. So if I don't talk to you guys, have a good weekend or have a good Thursday night, and we'll talk to some of you tomorrow. N4 ZLK.
Be safe out there. KO4 HKX.
73 Shane. 4 TSW.
73 Shane. KO4 WWZ.
How doing this afternoon?
Taking a stroll. We ate supper early because I got off early because I had to go pick up a battery down there off of 14. And then we had to do a little bit of grocery shopping for the daughter. She has a specialty menu that she needs to stick to. And now we're out walking the dog.
Heard you a little before 4 o'clock, and I said, he must have got off early today. I was wondering what happened.
Yeah, still on the clock, and that wasn't off until 4, but I got to the place about 5 to 4, something like that.
Where'd they go?
I felt like I got baked in the oven at about 450 degrees, but it was pretty good too. Towards the end, we only had to do a rain shift and didn't have to flash.
Bad when I came through Lyman.
Two sprinkles over here, but not much. How'd it go?
Watching the Little League hardball, I was trying to figure it out. So the team that's batting have on red shirts, but the team that's in the field have the same red shirts, but some of them got green shirts. And so far, the first two batters line drived it to the first baseman and got themselves out.
Hey, batter.
On those Little League games like that, one team won't have enough players, and the other one will have too many, and now just move them over so the kids can play.
In the game, right?
Supposed to be about.
That, you got to blame it on the coach. I didn't get to play a whole lot unless the team was really winning. And now that, you know, I didn't think about it too much then, but now I can understand it.
That's a soldier, though.
Good. It was productive. I had a good day. And then this afternoon, about, I don't know, 3 o'clock, got real hot and sweaty moving toolboxes.
That humidity went up pretty high this afternoon. I was in the work truck and it said it was about 104 degrees.
Something different to your radio?
I'm on my handy right now. What's going on?
White noise with you.
Okay. Well, I can back out if y'all need. So surrounded by a CD antenna, so that may be a little bit of that.
Well, I just noticed a change in your signal there.
Copy that. Well, I'll stand by. I'll let you and Ken talk. I'll be listening. If y'all want to talk to me still, I'll be here. Stay up on the WWC. I'll be on track.
7-3, but I didn't mean for you to run off.
Good. I'll be there. I'm at a CG radio friend's house, and we're doing CG radio stuff. I just, the antenna on my handy had gotten bent and cracked, and he was helping me fix it.
No, I'm over here in TR right now. I was all the way down on Highway 20. I guess it is 20, Augusta Road.
From your normal route in Greer today, right?
Yeah, that's why I said this afternoon I had to pull off the route early. I had to run a scanner back to another customer that he had bought or wanted, and then I'd run it back over there. Some days are that way. And then I had to meet another distributor because he's bought too many toolboxes and don't have anywhere to store them, so I piled two of them on my truck, and we had to stack a top box on one while we're outside in the blazing sun, and it's a black toolbox.
And hold on to, right?
I'm going to put it that way. I told him, let's just get that thing shut down and all that in the air conditioning with the doors closed.
I ordered some radios for work. The kind that we normally keep have a 20-week delivery. They're $1,140 a piece. And then the newer model that they speculate is going to be the one that they're going to go to, because they're probably phasing out the one we have in a couple of years. It was $1,200 and something, but you could get them in a couple of months.
And that's because they're got the explosion proof stuff on them?
The new ones are more digital.
Running NX or the P25.
Polar, so like, XPR75 or something, and then the new one was a Motorola R7.
Turbo, are they?
Straight Motorolas.
Digital software, I don't know if they're still using it or not, but that's pretty close to the same thing as DMR is what I was going to tell you, the way it programs.
They take care of all of our license stuff, and they get them set up for what we're supposed to have, and they're already set up. We don't have to do anything to them. If they mess up, we send them to them, and they fix them.
For HGX, well, that's probably a good thing.
Baird Motorola is supposed to be a bear to do.
I never tried it, so I wouldn't know for sure. I've watched a couple of videos on it, and it doesn't look like it's fun.
A program, a profile for us, and they just dump it into the radio and be done with it.
So if y'all have the same frequencies and same setup all the time, then that's what your license is for, so they just program it in and done.
Ordered more. He wanted everybody to have their own personal radio. Five running right now, and I think four base stations, and now we're adding another 20. So I guess they gotta tweak the license a little bit.
A business license on the business band, I don't remember what it was, like a 150s.
In the 400 megahertz range.
Oh, so they're UHF radios.
Well, me and the pup have made it back to the house, so I'm going to say 7-3s and hope you have a good rest of your day, and maybe I can catch you in the morning or catch Andrew in the morning on the way headed up the mountain. KN4 TFW, 7-3s.
Ken, I was going to say, you be careful going up in the morning and coming back, and I'll keep an ear out for you. I don't know what I'm doing.
Whatever you do, stay cool and safe.
KO4 HGX, mobile and monitoring.